boy. Already off to a good start, huh?
Well, there we are.
Hey, the did you see this?
No.
So, the Arizona GOP chair, okay, this guy right here.
Yeah.
So, he was caught on tape trying to bribe Carrie Lake to, like, just get out of politics. Don't run for Senate. What are you doing?
Don't run for anything.
Wow.
Huh.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
We all know why.
Yeah. Huh.
This and so much more when we come back from this break.
What's up, Viggy?
Everything's good.
You know a lot about this World Economic Forum.
Sadly, I do.
Do you know why some of these WEF leaders are panicking over Trump returning to the White House?
Yeah, because he is not following their agenda. And that
that's the tease.
This and so much more.
See that? Dot, dot, dot. She's...
What's up, Justin?
German Spitfire over there.
Joe, John, Christine Ann.
Yo, Saved by the Bell star. Tiffany Thiessen. She turned 50.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
I think she dropped it.
She should pick it up and I can watch.
Is she hotter now more than ever before?
Yes.
But hold your thoughts. Because we got this and so much more here today on the Joe Padilla Show. Absolutely.
He doesn't wonder what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. He's been there, serving our country and defending Lady Liberty.
Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padilla Show. Clarksville's Conversation.
Hey, Vicky.
Hi.
Or maybe Chris. I don't know. It's a hike.
Yeah, what's up?
I got it.
This and so much more. Oh, the bay? I could have done that.
How does he look? All right, or is...
Give it a second.
Yeah.
I have to wait for the delay to be over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This way they, you know.
Yeah.
Our favorite friend can.
Until he gets you, if he's coming.
He said, I mean, he said he was on his way. There's traffic, you know. Wow. That's a really long delay.
What's up, Bay?
Oh, it's because I'm not live.
Oh.
There I am. Mm-mm. Bay looks like Bay.
Okay. We got a cardboard cutout just in case for situations just like this.
Okay.
Vicky, we're going to have to get yours, all right?
Okay. I wanted to ask right now.
Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. There we got Vicky hanging out with us. Her Instagram link is in the video description. There she is. She's a journalist, investigative war journalist, German Army veteran. Topics are child trafficking, election fraud, truth about the plandemic. Ooh.
And we were off to a good start.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have said those words. Yeah, check her stuff out.
Oh, I have a caveat to that.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Look at you, huh?
That's old.
Can you do that pose right now? Ready?
Who's that with?
That's Jamie.
Yeah, tell Jamie I said what's up, all right?
She's from Long Island.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
She's single?
No.
No?
No.
She married?
Probably not yet.
Allegedly. Oh, is there love on the rocks? Yeah?
I don't know.
What part of Long Island?
The long part.
The Long Island Park?
But Long Island's broken up into two, Suffolk and Nassau County. She closer to the city or further away from the city?
She's closer.
So that probably Nassau County.
Why does the Arizona GOP want Carrie? Does not want Carrie to run for Senate.
Okay, that you put the link directly there is...
Oh, did I put that right there on my bed?
Mm-hmm.
It was just random placement.
Okay.
She was on some... she was on a boat in a bikini. Did you see the Daily Mail put out those pictures?
No.
Yeah. She looks great for her age. How old... Alexa, how old is Carrie Lake?
56, I think.
from wikivoyage.org. The lake is believed to be the oldest lake in North America, with evidence indicating that a lake has existed
at
the site for
2
Alexa, thank you. Thank you. I got
54.
I got producer Chris instead.
I don't know that.
Oh.
Because I know more than you do.
So the DailyMail.com, they obtained this audio recording, and it reveals the extraordinary moment when what appears to be Arizona's top Republican official tried to bribe populist firebrand, they call her, Carrie Lake, not to run in the state Senate race. Jeff DeWitt. I'm sure DeWittless is going to be used often for him now.
Why is that name, that last name, synonymous with shit?
With just dummies?
Yeah. Jeremy DeWitt, this guy.
51 years old, the chair of the Arizona Republican Party, can be heard asking Lake, a close ally of Donald, here she is, Carrie, come on up. Only for 1 minute, though. Come on up, say a few words. To name her price to stay out of politics for 2 years.
That sounds like GOP.
Man, that's some establishment mentality right there.
Is there a number at which
I can be bought?
Can be bought.
That's what it's about.
You can take a pause for a couple years.
No.
And then go right back to where you're doing.
No. 10 million, 20 million, 30, no. A billion? No. This is not about money. This is about our country. I think it's disturbing that they would even... that anybody would think this is...
No, to be fair, even me, I'll say this. I want a fresh face right now for the reason that I've never seen anyone... I can't think of a single person in a federal race who's lost...
She won that election, by the way.
Oh, she did.
For governorship. Yeah. I mean, come on now. Where the ballots, it was printed on the wrong size paper, the machines went down.
Everything.
Come on. And this guy knows it, too.
Joke winners, Bay is shocked.
Right, Bay? He's speechless, too.
According to Christina Ann, yeah. Christina.
And perplexed. Yeah, can you do a Bay laugh, Vicky?
No.
Just pretend you're like doing an impersonation of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
The who? To who? What?
Randy didn't want. Can't think of it. If you can think of it, let me know.
I'm not going to let these people who hate our country tell me not to run. You should call them and tell them to get behind me. So what's going on? What is? I'm assuming this is our friend.
This is back east. There are very powerful people that want to keep you out.
Oh no, they do.
When he says very powerful people, he means
she eating
donuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right. Yeah, you can hear the crunch.
Okay. Ooh.
But they're willing to put their money where their mouth is in a big way. So.
This is crazy, though. They should want me. I'm a great candidate. People love me. These people are corrupt.
Well, maybe you're right.
They are right. They are corrupt.
Maybe. This is a wrap. Don't go. Do you care, though? I'll get myself in trouble. This, if you say no, which is fine. It's your choice. Don't tell people.
They're going to try to have me murdered.
I don't doubt that either. Things world, man. If that stuff that came out last week is right about the cartel stuff, man. They say the cartel's operating in 50 states right now. Like all 50. You know? So
what's going on? Who is it? What?
Forget the who.
Hmm.
Let me just tell you the what.
This is good that this is being exposed.
My question is which one of them knows that they're being recorded?
That's a good question. So,
because it sounds like neither one of them know that it's recording, and that's a felony.
In Arizona?
In all 50 states.
No, that's not true. There's one-party consent.
That means one of them would have to know.
Right.
But yeah. I'm saying it sounds like they both don't know, which then that would become the felony.
So let's see here. Maybe the Daily Mail, who has this exclusive, knows who did the recording. It's not about money. We saw all that. Okay. Shocking revelation of a person who tried to get Harry Lake to stay out of politics.
Justin Nichols goes in Tennessee. It's single consent. No, I know. And most states, it's single consent. But if both parties don't know, that's where I'm saying. If both parties don't know they're being recorded, it's a felony.
I'm guessing he didn't know he was being recorded, right?
Right.
I wouldn't be like, yo, we're trying to bribe you. Hey, check Mike, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. We're trying to bribe you.
I mean, I think it's, I'm pretty sure she is recording it because you can hear him get louder as he comes closer to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that she would have the mic.
You think she's wired?
I don't know if she's wired or if she has it just like on her phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she pulled out the phone and recorded it?
Well, whether she had it pulled out or just recording it in her pocket before conversation, when you get closer, the audio gets louder, just like when you get closer to a mic and you back away from a mic, things.
Hmm. It doesn't say in the article from the Daily Mail. All right. Hmm. Crazy though. They are afraid of her. They're afraid of the Donald. They're not the only ones either afraid of the Donald.
Which is weird because if Jeff DeWitt is close with Donald,
mm-hmm.
he would know that Kerry is close with Donald. Why would he be trying to push Kerry out?
Because
she can't be bought.
She can't be bought. She's like Trump, and that makes two very powerful threats for them.
I think that would be a great running mate.
Yeah, a lot of people think that.
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think Donald Trump will put a woman either. I think it'll be a guy.
You think it's going to be a dude?
I think so.
Could be. Hey, could be Tim Scott.
Could be.
Yeah, so more pressing news.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, so let me know what you think. I mean, and if it's just this, there's got to be other people out there that people are trying to bribe to stay out. It's the establishment that wants America First politicians out of the way. They want to go back to the, that's why they're pushing this Nikki Haley nonsense, because they want to go back to that George W. Bush style of conservatism where the Democrats and the Republicans were the uniparty. And now you have these stars skyrocketing, and they want them out.
Yeah.
And you know, you take 2 years off, you're done.
And they want to go back to old establishment.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And keep the swamp.
Keep the wars going. Keep the big businesses making so much money of conflicts overseas. While they want to get rid of beautiful Kerry Lake.
Hey, Gail's checking in. You're right. So many good choices for VP, it's hard to guess who he picks.
You know, that's really awesome, by the way, that you have a lot of stars. The GOP, the future of the GOP is bright.
Is loaded.
Like, you take a look at the Democrat Party. Who are the stars over there? There she is. Look at her.
The DNC only has Newsom. I mean,
Gavin Newsom, Michelle Obama. You know about that, right?
Michael Obama?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big Mike? Okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, AOC, right?
She's not even a big star anymore.
Right.
I mean,
I want this float. I want that float for my birthday.
And when is that?
March 17th. If you guys are going to get me that float. Oh, who's that? Her daughter, Ruby? Ruby Lake? Padula? Could be. Sorry. Okay. I don't know. Why'd you go on this site? Why'd you pull this up?
I had nothing better to do.
I'm sorry, Vicky.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. That was rude of Chris. All right. So there you go. Kerry Lake. There's Vicky. Yeah. What do you make of it all? I don't know. What do you say? Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. I'll check out the response on X, but we're running behind time.
Yep.
Gail says Robert Kennedy, huh? Nikki Haley is Dick Cheney in heels. Nikki Hillary, you mean. Justin Nichols, right? It's Nikki Hillary. Was that a pig in the pic? What, in Vicky's?
No.
Vicky, you got a...
No, in Ruby's.
No, that's not a pig. That's Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
I like him.
He's the man.
He comes up with some off the wall.
He's great.
He is so
absolutely.
Funny.
You know, it's hotter than a tick in a wool sock on a farm.
The problem is the oil is in Louisiana. It's in Texas. It's in Oklahoma, Colorado, the Dakotas. The problem is the dipsticks are in D.C. He's so good.
Yeah, and when you listen to that one, he talks about the aliens when they would land.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Take us to your later.
Okay, we don't have to watch that.
Oh, why? What's this one?
Vicky? No.
You shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, I was just going to keep scrolling.
No, can we just stop that?
Why? What's the matter? You posted this.
Yeah, it was something in German, so we don't...
TikTok for deleting my video of my speech from the Reawakening Tour from last Saturday because of hateful ideology.
Showing off those boobs, huh?
It's not boobs, it's a Bavarian dress.
Experience.
Yeah, it shows off the boobs.
It does.
Police violence in my country. Okay, so when we're gonna play that game, you should stop...
See, look, Christina Ann goes, wow!
...deleting videos or just delete accounts of people who are trying to groom our children with this freaking LGBTQ stuff.
Is this why Germany hates you?
Transgenders dancing.
Because you're calling them out?
Yep.
In front of little children in kindergarten. Maybe we should start there before we delete people's experiences. But actually, you are paid by the CCP.
Oh, maybe that's Chinese Communist Party?
And all people who are believing in free speech should start putting up their experiences with deleting their accounts. Maybe we can get down TikTok with that then.
What does it say on your boobs?
Have faith in me.
Have faith in me?
Video of my speech from the Reawakening Tour from last Saturday.
I have a tattoo on my boobs too.
It's not on my boobs, it's on my chest.
All right. Mm-hmm. My tattoo says, hey, my eyes are up there and it's an arrow pointing up to my eyes. Because perverts keep looking at my chest.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this one?
Oh, that's about...
Is this a good one?
No, that's not...
Can
we just go over the World Economic Forum?
This is leading up to it.
No, it's not, because this is about the hurricane.
Energy is going out. We still have a little bit... We have light, but it's...
Oh, you're in Florida.
Yeah.
Getting less. And
is this an orange bra? Is this an orange bra?
Disaster.
It's a bikini.
Said we have now to bunker down.
That's a bikini?
And
yes.
Totally laced bikini top, I guess.
To stay outside and
shame. How many tattoos do you have?
With less
I stopped
fences
counting.
And
37.
That's also about the hurricane. Down.
Do you make any videos about your...
I wouldn't think that they would be on there.
You should see her personal account, the pictures she posts there. She should be ashamed of herself.
Joe Quinters goes, my eyes.
My eyes. Wonderful.
Christina Ann goes, sorcery.
Vandabar.
Kaji Villa Lobos in the comments. VP would be one of these five. Either one, Vivek.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Christy Noem.
Mm-hmm.
Three, Brian Donalds.
Mm-hmm.
Four, Nancy Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Or five, Jim Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love me some Jim Jordan.
Oh, that would actually be pretty good. But
from
Ohio? Jim Jordan wouldn't. He doesn't have any aspirations to go any higher than where he's at now. Edelweiss, every morning you greet me. Small and white, clean and bright. You look happy to me. From Justin Nichols. In response to her Bavarian dress. Whatever that means.
See this picture right here?
Yeah.
That had been her profile picture for a while.
Yeah, what are you looking at, by the way?
On the floor.
Why? Is there something on the floor here?
Yeah, your tongue.
Nope. My tongue was able to reach the floor. Ooh. I'd be in the circus.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I would make a lot of money. What's this here? Is this a tattoo?
No.
No, that's just a painting. Yeah, that's a tattoo, dude.
Are you taking a dump?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that leads us right into... Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And yeah, if you want to follow Vicky's social media, the link is in the video description.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar. Yep.
Sure, her German dress uniform, that's a sharp uniform.
Yeah. You could send some comments if you guys want. Inappropriate comments. Do you get any inappropriate comments in the messenger?
Not on that one.
Oh, not on that one.
No.
What, on your personal one?
No, because that doesn't see anyone.
Oh, okay. What's some of the messages you get?
I'm talking, it depends on when we are doing the ops and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know you get some. I mean, like on your social media, do people send you, you know, hey, you're so hot. Like, oh, das is good. Do they send you das is good?
No.
Wie geht's?
No.
Get your ass to the chopper. Get your ass to Mars. Do it. No, they don't send you that? No. Have you been eating other kids' lunches? Stop it! They don't send you that?
No. They just say hi or something. I want to be friends, and then I just delete them.
Oh, okay. All right. Do they send you, messages like, Vincent, I'm your brother Julius, we're twins. No?
No.
Do you know all these movies, Chris?
I do.
Okay.
I know the references.
Thank you.
I'm not. That's why I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's all Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't watch them.
Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop. Did he say that?
Yes.
There?
Remember the kid was in the
I never
hallway.
Watched the American version. I only watched the German version.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Reading, writing, arithmetic. Too much homework makes me sick.
You want to be a member of the Scuba Squad? You have to be smart.
I know he's not German, but it's...
He's Austrian.
Which yeah, right. He's Austrian, right. Yeah.
Close to the accent.
Right.
Not really.
I was just...
For us Americans.
Yeah. I was just annexing it for the time being.
Okay.
Allegedly.
What a dog's there, scuba.com. I know he's not German. The only German accent I can do is... It's not a good one.
Duh.
It's Russian.
No. Chocolates,
no,
yeah.
I do it to you every time.
Yeah, chocolates. Look at the shirt with the boobs. Yeah.
That's not a shirt. That's a Bavarian traditional dress. And but that's a very nice dress. And
it is nice. It is.
Yeah, and it's a formal dress. It's not like a freaking beer tent dress.
No, you look very good in it.
I know that I look very good in it. That's why I was wearing it.
Hola.
Can next Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes.
Please wear it.
It's freaking cold outside.
No, it's back. We're going to be in the 60s.
No.
Yeah, wear a jacket. Just wear.
How about new?
Every
crazy Dutch bastard.
I'm not Dutch.
Every Tuesday.
Every
Tuesday, you got to come dressed like Heidi.
Like Heidi.
Yeah.
You know that Heidi comes from Switzerland, dude.
Well, I know. That's why you got to dress like her.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Because
Switzerland
and Davos. See where I'm going?
Oh.
See the segue?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Just pulled that out of my ass.
Yeah.
Hey, the World Economic Forum leaders are...
I'm Donald Trump, and
panicking.
I approve this message.
Yes, the Donald does. Hey, is there a globalist movement that wants to take away freedom?
Sure there is.
I say yay. All right, here we go. Daily Mail. So the article... So the private jet elite at Davos, which is in Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
Heidi... The hills are alive with the sound of music. That's German, right? The hills are alive with the sound of music. Right? That's German? Sound of music that takes place in Germany?
I think the sound of music takes place in the Netherlands.
No.
Yeah. But there are no...
No. Donald Trump is thousands of miles away from the snowy gathering of the global elites in Davos, Switzerland.
That's Austria.
Damn it.
Yeah, Austria, not Germany.
Your ears are alive with the sound of music. It's Arnold doing Sound of Music.
Horrible.
So, you know, one big in Iowa. We got New Hampshire tonight. But all last week was the World Economic Forum, which is, in your opinion, what, Vicky?
A group of crazy, creepy, elite people and companies who try to put the world into a slavery under their command.
Yeah, because they have power and they want more power. Yes, how dare you. Right. Chris Early, $10 billion, I can tell you, you'd never hear from me again. Chris, who are you?
Replying to John Doe.
Oh, okay.
It's about, he said, have her ask for $10 billion so they won't bug her again. And I was like, $10 billion? You'll never hear from me again.
Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they all gather here, and they have, like, these sex romps and everything, too. Did you know about this? All these leaders, these socialist leaders, they all get together. They all talk about how they want to rule the world. Yeah. Take away your freedoms. You will have nothing and like it.
You will have nothing to be happy.
Yeah. You'll have nothing to be happy. Right. And then they go and have all of these cocaine orgies.
Yeah, and the number of escort service raised and increased there economically while this week was in Davos. So they even have a peak in human trafficking while they're doing their meeting.
We all know if Dump is reelected, he will only make his own pockets great again while America will become worse again. I don't think so, Sam. Right. This comment is a great one. Trump gave away all of his salary every time.
Yeah.
His presidential salary, which is $400,000 a year, by the way. Trump will do what's right for America and that's no bad thing. We shouldn't EU countries pay what they should be paying towards NATO.
So your
it's
whole...
not all the European countries who doesn't pay what they should
just
pay.
Just mostly Germany.
Da.
We pay mostly.
Jawohl.
Uh-huh.
For the global business community.
Who's this?
Ursula von der Leyen. She's the former defense minister, and now she is the president of the European Commission.
Okay.
She is a horrible person.
You think she's a horrible person?
You think she slept her way to the top?
No, she's royal, so she is in the club.
Mm.
She's in the club?
She's in the club.
You got to wear that outfit next week.
Which one?
The
Dürndl?
The Bavarian. The Bavarian one, yeah.
Ah, okay.
2 years?
Maybe you should make a poll. Conflict.
Why don't you drive a Beamer?
A Beamer?
A BMW.
Because I'm an Audi girl, okay. If I have to choose.
Ah, Audi.
Mm-hmm.
2 years is not conflict or climate. It is disinformation and misinformation.
Excuse me?
Followed closely by polarization within our societies. These risks are serious. Because they limit our ability to tackle the big global challenges we are facing. Changes in our climate and our geopolitical climate. Shifts in our demography and in our technology. Spiraling regional conflicts and intensified geopolitical competition and their impacts on supply chains. The sobering reality is that we are once again competing more intensely across countries than we have in several decades. And this makes the theme of this year's Davos meeting even more relevant.
Relevant.
Rebuilding trust.
Uh-huh. Yeah, rebuilding socialism.
Almost like the chick from yesterday with the rolling of the R's.
The climate crisis is a health crisis, fundamentally.
So they keep pushing climate to pass laws to remove power away from countries.
Yeah, and they also want to shape farming and agriculture into a severe civil crime,
mm-hmm.
and call it ecocide, not genocide,
right?
Ecocide,
right? Yeah, because they want you dependent on government. They know they know farmers are able to take care of their own. Without the farmers, we're screwed. And that's what they want. They want us to be screwed so we come running to mommy and daddy government.
Yeah, I don't even know how to plant bacon.
Right. And they want to get rid of oil and fossil fuels, not for climate change. Believe you me, they wouldn't be buying these houses along the friggin' coastlines if that was the case. They want to take away the power. Once you're energy independent, you don't need these people. You don't need these countries. They need you. I like nuclear fission, by the way. All right, but here's this wackadoo. What's her name? Do you know her?
She is Carrie something.
Nah, don't worry about it.
The climate crisis is a health crisis, fundamentally. And that actually means it is a crisis, therefore, also of our stability, our security, our economic growth, and our fundamental future as a globe. The climate crisis...
Ah, look, let me guess, he was asking for money.
Yes.
Okay. Zelensky, Ukraine, I knew it. So Zelensky was there.
It's time to give me money.
The war will end with a just and stable peace. And I want you to be the part of this peace, starting from right now, to bring the peace closer. And we need you in Ukraine to build, to reconstruct, to restore
Jesus,
our lives.
That's right, KG.
Each of you can be even more successful with Ukraine. And these days, right here, in such beautiful country, in Switzerland, we have made a key political contribution to the possibility of ending the war. There was the most representative meeting of national security advisors regarding the implementation of the peace formula. More than 80 countries and international institutions were represented. Yesterday, I had very productive negotiation with the president of Switzerland and discussing the possibility of holding a summit at the leaders' level in Switzerland. The first summit, the Global Peace Summit. Today, our teams have already begun work on organization such a summit, not the World War III, but the Global Peace Summit.
Hey, maybe you shouldn't have, been so harsh on those people in the Donbass region, buddy.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of violated the Minsk Accords, okay? And you're getting what the comeuppance. I'm sorry. I hate war. Been there. It sucks. Sorry. But man, I can only the hundreds of billions of dollars that's getting laundered through your friggin' country. Burisma. Burisma.
John Doe goes, USA has given too much to this country already.
Right.
Yep.
You're right.
And they're not stopping. That's the problem.
Switzerland, we hid Nazi gold. No reason not to trust us. We are neutral. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We make great pocket knives. Is that
and
Swiss?
And watches.
Yep.
Is that
and
a Swiss
watches.
Accent? Right? Was that a good Switzerland accent?
No.
Yeah, chocolates. It's all the same to me.
No, it's like... I have to think about how is a Switzerland.
Yeah. Yeah, how is a Switzerland?
The accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like chocolate.
Yeah, chocolates.
Nine, chocolate.
No, you say chocolate. Like... Yeah, you can't say
chocolate.
Chocolate.
Would you
get some chocolate?
Hey, would you guys like some fresh... Oh, wait. Yes, thank you.
I'll have two, please.
Mm.
With us in Davos are 3,000...
What is this one?
Oh, he is the president of the World Economic Forum. He's from Norway.
Norway, yeah, Norway? Chocolates. No.
Hey, some good things come from Norway.
Herby Derby.
Was the little dwarves come from Norway.
Gnomes.
Gnomes.
They are the gnomes.
I was referring to, like, you know, the crabber from the guy.
The Vikings.
No, the crab guy, the guy that goes out crabbing on Deadliest Catch.
Here, fishy, schnurby derby. Oh, wait, that's a Swedish chef, sorry.
Schnurby derby.
They're neighbors, though.
Here we are.
With us in Davos are 3,000 participants from over 125 countries. including 350 heads of state and government and ministers. It is crucial that leaders from the public and private sectors are convening at the start of such a consequential year for all of us. Because the 2024 annual meeting takes place against one of the most complex geopolitical and geoeconomic backdrops in decades. We are seeing a very complicated security landscape and quite a fragile economic outlook still. We are also seeing forces of fragmentation exert pressure on the international system, precisely when cooperation is most needed. We know the most urgent issues that countries and companies face, security, the economy, climate change, cyber, potential new pandemics, are not...
What's the X virus that they're working on in China?
The X virus is, in my opinion, a trigger molecule for the people who got vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they already say it will have a 100% deadly rate.
Well, yeah, it's killing the rats.
It's killing the rats, yeah. But the thing is, they have to explain why so many people are more ill after getting the shot than before getting the shot. So they have to create a monster again to come out with solutions.
Okay. Take your vitamins.
Yes.
Take your vitamins.
And the horse medicine.
Yes. Yeah, the Joe Rogan medicines.
Confined by borders. They do travel without passports. Confined by borders. Climate change, cyber, potential new pandemics are not confined by borders. They do travel without passports. And the same holds for true opportunities. Frontier technologies can add trillions of dollars to the global economy annually. And our
globalists. They want the World Economic Forum first. They don't want America first. Their best interests are not your best interests. Know this, and know that they are meeting up every year and having orgies after they get done talking about it.
Which is, prostitution is legal in there, by the way.
No, they have, what's
today
it?
We stand to really...
The best one.
Yeah.
They have immunity.
This is Klaus.
That's Klausy, yes.
Klausy?
Klaus Schwab.
Klaus Schwab.
Related to Charles?
No relation to Charles.
No, Schwab. He is related to a higher NS, probably SS.
Is he related to Klaus von Barbie?
I don't think so that he's related to Barbie, but he was...
Oh, you know about Barbie.
Sure, I know about Barbie. He was a SS guy, and then there was this movie about it when this family went there in the
rat
museum.
Race. It was race. The best.
That's, with the black...
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
It's the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why I know about Klaus von Barbie.
Yeah. It's because of John Lovett. I want to go to the Barbie Museum.
Yeah, the Barbie Museum.
We stand really at a unique juncture. In human history, facing challenges that are as diverse as they are profound. The special role of the World Economic Forum is not to look just at one single issue. It is a place where at the beginning of the year, we come together to analyze the state of the world in a systemic and strategic way, and hopefully to find common ground to generate positive impact. Yeah. Geopolitically, our world...
You just made a noise. Why?
Yeah, I can't stand this guy. So I read his book, COVID-19 mm-hmm. and the Great Reset, uh-huh. and... It's like Mein Kampf mm-hmm. from Hitler, only... using modern language and using every pandemic, every critical situation in history as a chance. So that's where we're heading. So the world is, or the elites is trying to create chaos, because out of chaos you can control and you can implementate tyranny.
That's right. People give away their freedoms when fear is instilled.
Yeah, or with the idea of safety, but the world is not safe. You will gonna die. That's you can't change that.
Yeah.
In our society, in our audacity, thinks, oh, we can stay longer on this world.
Repent. Repent, because guess what? It's more about being somewhere else than on this world.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
As my friend and colleague said, Roger Brende, geopolitically our world is more interconnected, yet paradoxically more divided and fragmented than ever. Economically, we grapple with sluggish growth. The very fabric of our societies is inclusiveness, which is in doubt. Environmentally, we confront the relentless challenges of climate change, a threat to our planet's delicate balance.
There it is again. Climate change.
Yeah, that was the one of the big three topics what they had on this conference the whole week.
I'm surprised they didn't bring in, what's her name?
Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
Greta?
How dare you?
No, they didn't bring Greta, but they had Bill Gates there.
In the book, if I understand it correctly, you argue that actually the amazing breakthrough...
This is...
Harari. He's the... AI advisor, and he wrote a book about how AI, artificial intelligence, will make humanity or human people useless. And he's talking about in this interview how useless people will be in the fourth industrial revolution, in which they think we are right now.
Do they hate having black people talk? I just don't see it.
Oh, they have some black people there, like the guy from the World Health Organization, Tedros.
Oh, the WHO.
And he's talking about the X disease, so you have some black people.
That we are experiencing right now, not only will potentially make our life better, but they will create, and I quote you, new classes and new class struggles, just as the Industrial Revolution did. Can you elaborate for us?
Yes, in the Industrial Revolution, we saw the creation of a new class of the urban proletariat. And much of the political and social history of the last 200 years involved what to do with this class and the new problems and opportunities. Now, we see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields.
That's right,
there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do...
Technology's great, but man, it's good to use it.
It's good to aid us.
But one, yes, aid, right. Because one day when that calculator doesn't work, it'd be good to learn how to do math.
Yep. Again.
Right.
Make math great again.
You should finish the interview. The last sentence, what he says is
we need so many humans for.
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Yep. Keep them happy.
That's it. Distract them.
Yeah.
Distract them and get them hooked.
That's bread and circuses.
That's
right
it.
Here.
It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We develop. Is that The Rock?
Mm-hmm. It's all about drive. It's all about power.
So when you think about soil, the U.S. Secretary of State is probably not.
That's our guy.
That's your guy. You had a lot of guys there, but you also had heroes there, like the president of the Heritage Foundation.
Oh, he's the man.
He's the man. And then Milei
from Argentina.
From Argentina.
I watched his 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Friggin' fantastic.
The first person who comes to mind.
And he gave it to them.
But the truth is,
but this guy
soil
sucks.
Is literally at the root of many pressing national security challenges that we face.
Soil.
You all know this, and we know this increasingly with every passing day. Without good soil, crops fail, prices rise, people go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Eroding soil also worsens the impact of droughts, of floods, driven extreme weather, making crop yields even lower, and as a result, food even scarcer.
I'm guessing he's talking about climate change.
Yes. Okay.
700 million people do not know if they will have enough food to eat tomorrow. This hunger...
Not in the U.S.
...fuels instability.
We have a good here. Don't get me wrong. Times are tough. I get it. But, man, we got some fat homeless people.
And instability fuels hunger.
Instability fuels hunger. Well, yep, those global elites, they don't like it.
Nope.
They don't like it that this guy might be coming back around.
Yeah, and there were several... they mentioned Trump several times with, when he... even if he gets in power, he won't be able to stop the climate change because the industry is dictating the line of fire where it goes, and the industry will be more green.
Why don't they ever ask China and India to step up with pollution stuff?
Oh, the funny thing is they had China there, uh-huh. and the guy from China was bragging 20 minutes long how great the industry in China increased since the last 3 years. And just think about what was the last 3 years. So we had COVID, so mm-hmm. the whole Western world, the economy was shut down. We were on pause. And now we have all those climate changes. We have all those... taxes, what they put on us. They don't have that in China. So the great question is, why do America or the World Economic Forum let China get more and more powerful? So there was a book from a Chinese general in the 70s.
General Chow?
I don't think that was General Chow, but I can do some research and say tell you the name. But this,
he's a good cook, too.
No, it was not the cook.
I thought he was from Maine.
But keep your
his chicken. Keep, chicken was good.
Keep this idea in mind with the food.
Okay, sorry.
No, the guy what I'm referring to, he wrote a book, How to Destroy America in 90 Days.
Uh-huh.
And then America won't fall with guns. They won't invade America. It will come from the inside. So mm-hmm. they rot you out like an onion.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be chaos. The UN blue helmet people will be there maybe 10 days. Then the problem is your food supply will go out in the big cities in 3 weeks. People in America who are dependent on medication, they will die in 10 days because there is no supply of medication anymore. And then the cartels come in and get great power. And then the Chinese come and get rid of the last people who are still there, and the rest will be enslaved.
Well, fentanyl, the process of making fentanyl is occurring in China.
Yes.
And the Chinese Communist Party, nothing happens in or out of China without Chinese Communist Party approval. That fentanyl, the process of making it, is sent over to the cartels where they complete the process and bring it over. That's the goal.
Yes, and then you have such nice... Supreme Court judges who give the order to the federal agents to cut down fences at the border again.
I knew John Roberts was going to vote on that one. But I didn't know why Amy Coney Barrett voted yes on that one.
Because she probably got $10 million
you think
phone
so?
Calls or something.
You think so?
Everyone has a prize.
Donald Trump don't trust China. China's asshole. I love that guy. The Taiwan guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Donald Trump, don't trust China. China's asshole. Vicky, you gotta go to this Power and Purpose conference.
When is that?
It's March 16th.
Oh, then I'm here.
Yeah, you'll be here. It's a bunch of ladies, leaders, and you should be there. You're part of the leadership of the women here. ClarksvilleOfficeNow.com. Yes, that's right.
Thank you.
All right. the real topics, though.
Oh, the important part now.
Yes.
Good.
Because Tiffany Thiessen is now 50 years old.
Okay, where did she? In what did she play? I don't know her.
She played a character called Kelly Kapowski from the TV show of Saved by the Bell in the early 90s. A child program after school that we watched.
Okay, that never made it over the ocean.
Who were some of your TV show crushes from back in the day, by the way? Comment below.
For mine? Or is this a question to you?
Well, I don't think... I don't know. What kind of TV shows did you have? Did you...
In Germany?
Mm-hmm.
We had the A-Team.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was cool. And then we had MASH. I liked MASH.
Yep.
And then we had this funny show with the American soldiers and...
Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah, with Commander Klink.
Yeah.
He was
Colonel
so funny.
Colonel Klink.
Yeah, he was great.
Mm-hmm.
He was great.
I know nothing?
Yeah.
Right?
So that was funny. We had that. And then we had... like comics like Superman, He-Man and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Then a 90, like Beverly Hills 90 something.
90210.
Yeah, 90210.
We had Charmed and all winning part was Buffy. We had Buffy
the Vampire Slayer.
So we had that here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was great. And then what we had also was like, what was the thing with the orange...
With Garfield?
We had Garfield, but I'm talking about this show. The guy is placed now in Gotham.
Nope.
He, like...
It's an orange something?
No, it was not Orange County or something. It was like this teenager. Katie Holmes was in it.
The OC.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek. That's right.
Those both.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's...
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. Right? That was a...
Oh, we had Full House too, and here, what's this with Peggy and
Married with Children?
Married with Children, yeah, and Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the guy with Heidi, he plays the Christmas thing too.
Tim Allen.
Tim Taylor, yeah.
Home Improvement.
Yeah, Tim Taylor.
Did you know that the world doesn't move to the beat of just one drum? What might be right for you may not be right for some. Did you know that there's a man who's born? He's a man of needs. And then along comes two, and they got nothing but the genes.
Oh, good Lord.
Different strokes to move the world. No?
No.
TV show called Different Strokes.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany Thiessen of Saved by the Bell, a star poses.
We don't
new.
Love the Hasselhoff anymore. Oh, we had I Love Knight Rider. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't like Baywatch.
She's over the hill.
No.
While Sarah Michelle Gellar and Valerie Bertinelli call her hot. I don't think she poses nude. I mean, she's scantily
clad
in her.
Because, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar is one to talk about.
She posed nude in her bed. She was covered, though.
Yeah, you have a different... Yeah, you don't even know if she's nude.
Yeah, she might be wearing pasties. She doesn't
She's topless, but that's not...
She doesn't have nonsense gibberish written on her chest.
You just... Freaking jealous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah, so yeah, there she is, 50 years old, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. You know, she wore something like this on Saved by the Bell, actually, back in the day. Do you remember this?
Yep.
No.
Attention shoppers, for 2 minutes only, the Lisa Beach collection with the well-dressed teenager will... Screech! Hit it.
Oh, he's dead.
He is.
And now for the beautiful and enchanting Kelly, the goddess of the sand.
Yeah.
Well, that's the 80s.
How old was she before I start making comments? When, if she's 50 now.
That would make her...
And this is 1990. Alexa, what's...
20.
2000, okay, she's 20 in there?
She'd have to be around 20. 18 to 20.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Alexa, this is this is why we need to practice math and not rely on calculators, like I was just saying. Alexa, what's 2024 minus 50?
2024 minus 50 is 1,974.
So she was born in 1974. Mm-hmm. Okay.
January 23rd, 1974.
Okay, so good. So, yeah. All right, she's of age in that one. She is 84, 10. She's 16 there. Never mind. Damn it!
Well, I mean, at that point, I could say it because I was 16 at that point, too. And she was damn fine then.
I know, but now we can't say it, though, right?
No, we can.
So, she was 16 and I was 10 at this point watching this in 1990. And she comes out like this. She's hot. But now that I'm not 10 years old and she's 16 years old in this, I cannot say she's hot. Is that correct?
You should not.
I should not. Right. This is your field.
Yeah.
All right. I don't find this attractive anymore. But I used to when I was 10.
Yeah. Or when you were 18 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but when I turned 18, I can't be attracted to this anymore.
No, that's not true.
Right.
So the thing is with pedophilia.
Yeah, I don't want to be, I'm not a pedo. I don't want to be a pedo.
Yeah, you're not a pedo when you are 18 and dating a 16-year-old.
I don't even like pizza anymore, okay?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for you.
I have to eat cauliflower pizza now because I don't want to be affiliated.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Cauliflower pizza could be code word for something else.
Probably.
Yeah, a vegan kid. It's terrible. It's terrible.
I think out of the freaking 3D printer or something.
All right, so who were some of your TV show crushes from back in the day? I to be honest with you, I was more attracted to Jesse Spano. Elizabeth Berkley?
Yeah, I wasn't.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. What's her name? It's pretty hot, too, but... the same rules apply.
Lisa Turtle?
No, it was a different show. I like Lisa Turtle, too. She had her moments.
Although that wasn't her.
What was her name? Tituba?
What show?
But not Tituba. Boy Meets World.
Topanga.
Topanga.
Justin Nichols just said
Topanga, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Justin Nichols. Topanga. Tituba. I think Tituba was from...
What are you talking about?
Danielle Fishel.
Yeah, her. I like her. I liked her. Now I like her. Mm. You know what I mean.
You can say that they were.
You had a crush on them back then.
Yeah, when you were younger. Yeah, that's okay. That's...
Winnie Cooper.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? Winnie Cooper?
Yeah.
She got hotter when she grew up.
Who's Winnie Cooper?
From Wonder Years. Wonder Years.
The who?
Wonder Years.
What's that?
It's a show from the late 80s into the early 90s.
Danica McKellar.
Yeah.
She's now on...
yeah, she's smart. She's the nerd.
She plays in a bunch of Hallmark movies now.
Mm. Full House, Jodie Sweetin, when she grew up...
Judas.
She turned into something nice, but she's a wackadoo now.
She was a wackadoo, and then she's not now.
Oh, yeah? She woke up?
Yeah, so Judith Sweetin.
Jodie Sweetin.
Jodie. Right? She was big into drugs.
Well, no. No,
like the Olsen Twins.
Right after.
Was in a protest this past summer.
Right. She
protesting nonsense.
I mean,
yeah, I, she's a wackadoo.
She's still allowed to protest.
No, she's a wackadoo. Like, she got thrown. You know, she's like,
what's
like closing. She was closing the highway because of oil. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I don't know who she was, though.
Yeah. Yes. Jodie Sweetin.
Which one was that? The older or the middle?
She was the middle one.
The middle one.
Right.
Okay. I only know the Olsen twins. They really... didn't do well.
I typed it in. She's 42. Her birthday's not that far off from mine.
Yeah, I've partied with her when she was doing that Dance Off, Pants Off on MTV, too. Yeah, here we go. It was last year, not last summer. I'm sorry. Actress Jodie Sweetin thrown to the ground by police while protesting. Hmm. Yeah, she's a wackadoo. All right.
Anyway, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to go. We got trivia tonight, right?
Yep.
So let's do it. Yeah, we could. Good trivia is Thursday at 7 o'clock, 605 Cumberland Drive. Then we got Skyline 500 rooftop trivia. Vicky's coming to that one on Wednesday.
Am I?
7 o'clock.
Okay. And then today is the Old Abe's Brew House, located conveniently on Lowe's Drive.
Yeah, which we got to. Oh, Alicia Silverstone. She was good.
Like
ew. As if.
Like, ew. Yeah. No, right.
Ever see Clueless?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Alicia Silverstone.
Well, I prefer Stacey Dash over Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
But Clueless, I'm more like the thing with Heath Ledger, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
I got a sports category for you, Vicky.
Oh, my God. That's hockey.
Well, yeah, I know.
I won.
No, that's not the question. That's just a meme. Oh,
and Amy Jo Johnson.
All right. From their official logo, name the Olympic sport, okay?
Oh, my God.
You ready, Vicky?
Oh. Volleyball? No. No. That's like freaking... Is this tennis? No.
I'm going with pickleball.
What is pickleball?
The answer is... Softball.
Softball.
Yep, that's the pitcher.
It's a really fucked up looking glove.
That's their logo.
Yeah, okay. Justin, I thought ping pong at first too.
Yeah.
That's their logo.
Okay.
All right, Vicky, number two. What is that? The official logo.
Oh,
name
I know.
The name
I know
the Olympic
what
this
sport.
One is. You wanna
cricket?
You wanna get a hint from Chris?
Baseball, cricket?
Baseball,
diving.
Cricket.
Diving?
Diving.
Ooh.
So when you see it. Look at the black as a body part.
Like
the white is like the negative.
The white's the like. There's the head. There's the arm. There's the leg. There's the diving board. This is diving. Okay.
The board was to it.
Okay. Yeah. See the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Vicky. Baseball. Justin Nichols. All right. Here we go. Number three.
Oh, that's curling.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, she goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with curling.
All right. It is women's ironing and mopping.
Oh.
Yep, new sport. Okay.
Yeah, in your dreams. In your dreams.
All right, this is a new, big competition.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by Stay Soft.
Yeah. Yeah, it's curling. Right, very good. Very good. All right. What about number four? What do you think this is, Vicky?
Oh, this is this dancing in the water.
Uh-huh. What is it called?
I don't know.
This...
I got it.
What is it?
Synchronized swimming.
Synchronized swimming.
So close.
Oh.
This is actually...
Muff diving.
we got to segment that. Yeah. Muff diving.
Okay. You're making shit up.
No, that's actually a term.
Yes, very good. Synchronized swimming. Very good.
Justin finally got one.
All right, Justin. Nice. All right, last one.
A wrestling.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Chris?
Eating out.
No.
I'm dead.
You're both wrong. It's BJ blocking. New sport.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Got to block. Can't let the guy get to a BJ.
Justin Nichols goes
judo. Oh, that's what you always do, or what?
Oh.
What?
No. Oh.
It is wrestling. Very good. Very good. Sorry, Christina Ann. Yeah, tonight, I've got to head over there now, 7 o'clock.
That's the A-team.
Yes, very good. That is the A-team, right.
Raw.
Yeah, raw. All right, well, let's get out of here.
All right.
Old Dave's Brewhouse tonight. No kids. No kids. Vicky, what'd you learn on the show today?
What I learned about the show today, that you put... Links on Curry Boobs Boobs.
Yes.
Curry Lakes, Curry boobs. Lakes boobs.
Curry Lakes Boobs. It was an accident.
Yes.
It was an accident.
A Freudian slip.
I wanted to say that right now.
I'm not a boob guy per se, I guess.
Yeah, that's why you're blocking blowjobs.
She on it.
It's an Olympic sport.
Oh, for you, yeah.
Not for me. Chris, what'd you learn?
Anything? Not a damn thing. I knew it was all about power and hungry.
That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I knew you were going to put the link on Kerry Lake's boobs.
Yep, he knew that.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe you learned that muff diving's a new sport in the Olympics.
Well,
muff diving.
Not necessarily that one. The other one I did.
I learned
to move along.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Hey, thank you for in the comments. Thank you for liking and sharing. And yeah, we'll see you next time on the Joe Padula Show, America's Party with a Purpose. Absolutely.